Nothing. I was listening to. It was nice. I got a little more of the French Revolution. Dude, the podcast, the Revolutions podcast is so long. It's so
Really?
long. I'm listening to French Revolutions. There's like 36 episodes. And it's not, he doesn't, he just gives you facts. He's not Carlin, where he's like, this is this. Imagine. Imagine. This is like just a guy reading, like, this is what they did.
Just the facts.
Yeah.
So this is like the Colbert Report opposed to Alex Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Colbert giving you straight
Not
facts.
Colbert, Corbet.
Colbert.
Corbett. It's
What's
the
that?
Colbert Report.
What's that?
It's just a guy who rambles the facts.
Oh,
There's
okay.
no like Alex Jones goes like Alex Jones goes more over the top, I would say.
Yeah.
But
He's a bit of a
Corbett,
showman.
he's a big showman. Corbett is
Yeah.
just the facts. Not Colbert,
I hear
Corbett. Which is funny because their names are like close enough where I'm sure people are like, I want to see what this Colbert is all about.
you. Yeah. They're like,
Some
what?
dude's like, they actually never killed Baghdadi. He's been killed 17 times. He's not real. Like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. French Revolution's pretty fun to listen to.
What
Pretty
are
wild.
they getting up to?
They just they really acted like a bunch of pussies. The revolutionaries, like there was just they just really overreacted. They could it was they needed to do it gradually and they freaked out
He went too
and they're
far.
like, we're fucking liberal. We don't need
Damn.
fucking religion. And this is like we don't need kings or religion and all that shit. And they kind of, and they just got out of control. They
Whoa.
all started beheading each other.
Tight.
They turn eventually. They're like it was a argument to see who's the most like revolutionary.
Would you be able to maybe plug that into modern day times?
Yes,
It'd be, who's the most
very
woke? They
easily.
just called it revolutionary
Yeah,
instead.
I mean one of the things that's really
I
funny
hate
is
fucking kings.
they had this. This meeting, basically their Senate got together and it was like in the wake of like revolution was happening. So the Senate got together to be like, here's the changes we need to make. And they thought it was going to be like kind of moderate compared to what, but everybody kept one-upping each other to be more like, well, no more fucking, there's one thing they had was royal hunting grounds. So like only the lords or kings could hunt. Like
What's up?
only the master of that land was allowed to hunt on it. Peasants could never hunt.
Yeah, you could get killed if you were
Yeah.
hunting on there.
And so one of the priests got up and changed that. One of the bishops got on and was like, we got to get rid of that. And one of the lords loved hunting. So he was like, well, fuck that. Also paying tithes is unfair and we shouldn't do that anymore. And the bishop had to be like, yeah. Fuck. I just lost all of my money because I took away hunting.
Just lost all my power.
Yeah. And then they started taking land from the church. Then they took like they just, it just got
Damn.
they got wild, man.
So these were people vying for the attention of the peasants, being like, I'm rich,
No,
but
no,
I'm
no.
one of the cool rich ones.
The peasants, I don't think gave like I mean they cared, but
Yeah.
they didn't give a fuck. This is all like Parisian cunts.
Oh, this is them fighting
It's
each
funny that
other?
I don't like these revolutions. Well, they aren't very likable.
Yeah.
It's fun, like, and there's paintings and stuff of like how glorious and cool this revolution was of like women leading the charge, and
Was.
like they ended up just cutting everyone's fucking heads off, and then Napoleon,
Yeah.
like they just shit the bed, and then Napoleon burned Europe.
Was there. So you're telling me there's people like hundreds of years ago who painted, had pictures painted of them protesting?
Yes,
Like Facebook profile
yes,
pictures?
with a
Damn.
French flag too. That's
Oh,
funny.
that's so fucking
Yeah,
funny.
no, we've done this before.
They support France. So they're like, they stood with France.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so tight.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
Which, yeah, it's just the whole thing is like, it's scary to listen to. Kind of. I mean, not that I think we're going through that, but you can see where that cycle came from.
You can go through baby versions of it, though.
Yeah,
Like, we don't have the
exactly.
guillotine, but it's
Yeah.
like, what do we have instead of the guillotine? It's just the fucking, the press,
I got
dude. Yeah,
guillotined, dude. They
exactly,
drug me out in the town
dude.
square and
Yeah,
cut my fucking head off, dude.
that is funny, though. The idea of going through people's jobs now is like
That's as close as you can get to a,
killing someone,
just
yeah.
a, yeah.
It's like, I'll destroy their livelihood, and it's like,
Yeah.
fuck yeah, dude.
Destroy their livelihood and shame them.
Yeah. It's pretty,
But yeah, the imagine like the fucking parliament, that meeting they had where they all just kind of lost control and they like he described it as like a feverish like, well, we should also get rid of this. And they're like, yeah. And then this. And then they all woke up like the next day, like, ooh, we went a little too hard on that.
Fuck.
We just changed our entire country in one meeting. Fuck.
So it was pretty disastrous.
pretty disastrous. It's also funny, like, the king and queen kept trying to, like, escape. They got, like, they were, like, held hostage in Paris.
King Philip?
It was King Louis.
King Louis, excuse me.
King Louis. Louis and Marie Antoinette.
Oh, right.
And everybody didn't like Marie Antoinette because she was a Hue and she was Austrian. So they didn't really like her. The French didn't like her. So they were excited to fucking get her on the guillotine. They'd been waiting for that.
They heard she was. That must piss you off. If your queen, first of all, if your queen's Austrian,
yeah,
that'll piss me. That'd piss me off.
Yeah, they had been like at wars with Austria forever.
Call me what you will, dude, but I do not like Austrian fucking royalty.
Yeah, that's one thing I'll stand against.
I'll be willing to throw that out. I'll throw my hat in the ring on that.
Yeah,
Austrian royalty. Austrian
it
royalty
boils my
pisses
blood, dude.
Me the fuck I off.
Yeah,
and then they're being slutty too.
Slutty Austrian.
Now you're slapping
royalty?
Me in the fucking face, dude. I support that.
Yeah.
Didn't they like hang her by her nipples or something?
Yes. Yes. And she came. They're like, this will teach this slut a lesson. And then they hung her and she was like, oh yeah. Yeah. Keep doing it. Yeah.
So the king get out?
No, they got it.
Oh yeah. He got beheaded.
Everybody got it.
They got the kid.
They got everybody, bro.
So
everybody.
Marie Antoinette got guillotined.
Well, they kept trying to escape, which was really funny. And they couldn't do it. They always fucked up. They all fucked up. Everybody's retarded in the story. Everyone across the board just fucks up nonstop.
Did they like go? Did they do like the classic like cloak in the middle
they
of the
tried
night?
They tried to have like servants dressed as them go out. They had one guy. This was a good idea for King Louis to escape. They had a guy dressed as like this diplomat coming in and out every night of the palace just as wearing a ridiculous outfit.
Sure.
Every night. And then finally it was Louis the last night and it got out. But then Marie Antoinette fucked up and they had to cancel that attempt. But so the whole thing.
She called him back like.
So they were in Versailles.
She was like.
Yeah, she just like. I don't know. There's a lot to it. Yeah. She ran into Lafayette on the way out. Got scared. Was late. There was no communication.
Oh, so he couldn't leave.
He left separate than her, and then she
so
was
he
late.
He was gone.
Louis was out. He was like, fuck yeah, we did it. We can get out of this fucking shitty country. And then his bae was,
I don't know. I fucking was late. What?
It's like, God damn, we're going to get our fucking heads cut off. You got to fucking get out here.
Oh, so you're blaming this on me?
Oh, so it's my fault again. It's like, yes, dude, I was outside.
I didn't know you were fucking Austrian.
You get us fucking killed.
That sucks.
There's also a dude named Lafayette that's a fucking man.
What'd he do?
He was part of the American Revolution. He like was boys with Washington. He came over to help with that. And then he was like the head. I mean, he was in the French Revolution, too.
Did they do that to strictly piss the English off? Help us?
Not to piss them off, but to beat them.
To be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be like at war. Like, yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Do you think the English may have fucking popped down and been like, yo, you guys, you know what you guys need?
Just cutting the fucking heads off of them? No, because they have a monarchy.
Gotcha.
They had one too at the time, so they were a little like
right.
They weren't too happy about the French Revolution. The king was like, "Holy shit, what are they doing down there? They're cutting their fucking heads off."
He's probably doing new law. Yeah. He's like, "New law, you guys can't cut my fucking head off, dude. Or I'll cut your fucking head off."
It's fun to listen to like really like cool historical things that just ends with people getting their fucking heads cut off.
It's like awesome.
It's funny that it all just divulges into just like, oh yeah, and then we just fucking killed everyone.
I just love how it all starts with like a couple people were in a bar and be like, you know what's fucking bullshit?
Always, yeah, like a beer hall, somebody stands on a table and is like, I'm not paying this fucking salt tax. Just that conversation ends with some guy cutting a lady's head off in a square.
Some dude puts a hot status in the beer hall and everyone's like, dude. Fuck yeah, dude, fuck yeah.
they would really like... They would cut people's fucking heads off and like parade them around town.
That's fucking rules.
It's
dude.
Crazy.
That's so funny. You walk around like,
yeah, we got that motherfucker. Like,
fuck
they did it like to guards. They would just capture two guards, cut their heads off, and run around.
Was the guillotine new?
I think so.
That must have been tight.
I think so.
It been tight when they came
Could
out. There's new and new, newer and newer issues of them. Like, did you see that?
Yeah,
new guillotine?
They were using the guillotine recently in France. They would like execute prisoners. That was the death penalty.
Yeah, didn't they do that like
I think in the 20th century.
Yeah.
Which is tight.
There was the last guillotine was, I think.
I think I would go guillotine.
Yeah, the guillotine was also a woke thing. It was like really it was supposed to be like kind of an immaculate, clean,
yeah,
like humane way to kill somebody.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe lethal injection hurts like fuck.
Yeah, or back then was like whatever the
back then, yeah. I mean, firing squad would suck.
Yeah, they were like, they did. I guess they like just were like, you know what? No, it's cool. Mouse traps. Yes. Let's put someone in a fucking mousetrap. Yeah.